We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
And Charlamagne the God.
Wake that ass up. The Breakfast Club is on
right now. I am feeling blessed. I'm talking to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Okay.
I love coming here. I'm never not going to come here. You guys are good to me. In return, I'm always going to be good to y'all.
For a lot of people in the hip-hop generation, the Breakfast Club is where people get their information on the topics, on the artists, and everything like that. In that aspect, radio is still important.
The Breakfast Club.
When my name come up, respect it.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
What are you in the bathroom?
You definitely sound like you in the bathroom.
On top of the toilet.
Where the hell you at?
No.
That sound is horrible. Disgusting. Jesus Christ.
Oh man.
Well, keep it down.
I did a test. They said it was good.
You know, they lied to you.
It definitely sounds like you're in a bathroom somewhere.
Absolutely. How was everybody's weekend though?
You know, there was these crazy tropical storms here, Tropical Storm Henry, in the tri-state area.
Yeah, it is not a beautiful day in the neighborhood today.
So yesterday, everything was kind of canceled and closed. The juice bar, we had to close it because they were saying it was like a state of emergency type of thing. So, yeah, I stayed home all day yesterday, though, so it was nice because everything I had planned got canceled. So it was a day at home.
Well, I stayed home all weekend. That's what weekends are for, home. H-O-M-E.
I went to go see Ida Rodriguez film her special for HBO Max.
Oh, word. Salute to Ida. How was that?
It was good. It was great.
Okay.
Well, that still sound crazy?
Nah, you sound better now. Where you at?
Okay. No, I'm out with the family. I just took the family away for a couple of days. I was supposed to come back today, but the weather was crazy, so the flights got canceled. But I'll be back, and hopefully by later on this evening.
Well, we got a great show for you this morning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Angelique thinks we'll probably get
Boosie
canceled.
Boosie Badass.
That's right.
Oh, no, we won't.
Angelique thinks we'll get canceled because we got Boosie Badass and Flame Monroe pulling up to the Breakfast Club this morning.
I saw Flame, too, over the weekend at Ida's show.
Oh, he opened up for Ida?
Just, I guess, in attendance.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I've been wanting to talk to Boosie, because Boosie thinks you can catch gay the way you catch COVID.
Oh my gosh. I don't know that you can change anyone's mind, too, when they have these strong opinions.
I just want to have the conversation.
Yes.
That's all. I just want to have the conversation. I'm going to convince Boosie.
Are we going to kick it with Boosie?
I'm going to convince Boosie that Envy's water makes him gay. That's what I'm going to convince Boosie of.
What?
You know, what's your water called, Envy?
Positivity.
Called positivity water.
Yeah, whenever
sir.
We have the guest in here and you see the positivity water, that's DJ Envy's water. I'm gonna convince Boosie that it's gay in there somehow.
What?
So stop it.
Since
stop
he
thinks
it. You
man.
Can just catch it like a common cold.
Stop it. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking, boy. I'm with you now. We might get canceled. Now, front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about today is the day. They're saying that there could be full federal approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. So for people who are like, I'm gonna wait until the government approves this before I use this government emergency approved vaccine.
That's right.
That I didn't trust in the first place. Let's see what you have to say.
Well, you trust it more once it gets FDA approval. And plus, if something does happen in the future, we can all do a big class action lawsuit. Can't do that.
There you go.
Can't do that until after the fact, though.
All right. Well, there you have it. We'll talk about it.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, Manny Pacquiao, he lost in a unanimous decision to Yordanis Ugas. So they're saying this could be the end of it. He's going to rest before his family and himself makes a decision.
Yeah, I realize how much Manny Pacquiao is not a draw for me anymore, pay-per-view-wise, because I damn sure didn't order that fight this weekend. Pharrell Spencer was on the ticket.
I forgot about it.
Yep. Right. All right, and Sha'Carri Richardson finished last in the 100-meter at the Prefontaine Classic after her Olympic ban. And so she was competing, and all three Jamaican women took the top three spots. Elaine Thompson-Herah, gold. Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce, silver. And Shericka Jackson is bronze. So I saw a lot of jokes and memes, but then I saw a lot of people supporting her over the weekend. Here's what she had to say.
I'm not upset at myself at all. This is one race. I'm not done. You know what I'm capable of. Count me out if you want to. Talk all the you want, because I'm here to stay. I'm the sixth fastest woman in this game ever, and can't nobody ever take that from me. Congratulations to the winners. Congratulations to the people that won, but they're not done seeing me yet.
All right, now, Elaine Thompson, when she was questioned afterward, here's what she had to say.
Sha'Carri Richardson, I don't know if you know, she placed ninth.
I wasn't paying the mind, but no comments about that.
Me wasn't paying no mind.
First. Yeah, no comment.
I mean, listen, those Jamaican women build different. You're not just going to show up to race them after a month off and perform well. I don't know what it is about Jamaica and track and field, but they are not to be played with. Salute to all the Jamaicans out there. Jamaican massive.
All right,
drop
now.
Drop the clues bombs for the Jamaicans.
Stop it, man. That patois is horrible.
I ain't doing no patois just now. Did I?
Oh,
maybe
I
did.
I might have.
You tried.
It's hard to shout out Jamaicans and not do a little patois. You just want, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, boy.
All Sorry. Right. Now, the FDA is trying to finish licensing as soon as today to get full FDA approval of the Pfizer COVID shot. So that will enable vaccine requirements to take place. There's a lot of businesses and universities that have moved toward these vaccine requirements, and they say it's a very reasonable thing to do to create a safe environment as far as getting this fully approved.
Yeah, a lot more people will get the vaccine once that happens. I mean, a lot of people were waiting for that, waiting for full FDA approval.
Right now, they're saying that hundreds of millions of people have already gotten this. They've told people that it's safe. We've seen that it's doing its job. That's why we're continuing to recommend that people get vaccinated starting today and as soon as they can. So now, this is good protection as the highly infectious Delta variant is spreading.
Now, question. Once it gets full FDA approval, if something does go wrong with it in the future, we can do a class action lawsuit, right?
Well, I think that it depends on what you mean something goes wrong. Again, it's not 100% effective. So there's always a chance
if something
that
goes
you
wrong,
can
like
still
this side effects in the future, you know, that are caused because
I think you can if it's FDA approved,
and if it's
right?
Not a warning, because you know a lot of times it'll be like side effects may include, and then they give you the whole list of side effects. So I'm sure there's some type of way to get around that, but hopefully it's fine and safe and effective for the majority of people. Right. All right, now today is also Cuomo's last day in office. He's stepping down tonight after the whole scandal that has happened with him. And that's at the stroke of midnight, and that's when we'll have our first woman as a governor of New York City.
Okay.
So he did say that he thinks that given the circumstances, this is what he has to do right now, step aside and let government get back to government, and therefore that's why he is stepping down. All right, and that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, tell us about how your weekend was. If you're stuck, if you got flooded out, or if you had a good weekend, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Anna.
Hey, Anna, get it off your chest.
So I'm a COVID nurse. I work in Florida, and what I want to get off my chest is I'm tired of the unvaccinated patients coming in and then complaining that they can't breathe and that they're tired of the medicine and the shots when they didn't do what they could to protect themselves, and they're flooding the hospitals, and we are overrun and can barely take care of the patients. We're up to 6 units in our hospital of full COVID patients, mostly unvaccinated.
All right, so let's encourage more people to get vaccinated, please.
Now, Anna, answer the question. Yeah. I'm hearing that a lot of vaccinated people are passing away now. You're starting to see that a lot more. Is that true?
No, that's not true. That's mostly for the elderly patients with a lot of comorbidities. And so their symptoms are milder, but they already have maybe CHF or uncontrolled diabetes. What we're seeing is a lot of younger patients who come in with really crazy logic that they don't do experimental drugs or they don't believe in it. They don't think COVID's real until they get infected. And then they want all the treatments. They want every med. And then they're upset that they can't breathe. Well, it's a respiratory virus. That's what happens. You can't breathe.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to impact even the younger people, because you can't get it if you, 12 and young, 12 and under?
So, right, but we're not seeing a lot of the pediatrics. We're seeing a lot of the 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds who, they'll tell you they didn't take precautions. They've been out and about. They didn't think it was serious. And then they come in and they are complaining that, they've been in the ER for 18 hours. Well, yeah, we have 100 people holding in the ER because the entire system is overrun because they can't go to their physician. Nobody else will see them. And then they need assistance.
Right.
As a healthcare worker, I've been doing this since April of last year. It's extremely exhausting. We're all working overtime. We are all stretched thin. And, the solution is out there. So either you take the vaccine or you take precautions, and you can't have it both ways.
Okay.
Well, I believe once the FDA approves the Pfizer vaccine, you'll see a lot more people go out there and get it.
All right.
Well, thank you. And
thanks
thank you
for the work
for
you're doing.
Your service and everything. Yeah. Absolutely. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit. I live in Atlanta, but I'm in Detroit right now.
Okay.
Well, get it off your chest, Mom.
Yes, I'm mad at my friend Muffin. Muffin, I know you're listening, because we planned to drive from Atlanta to Detroit together and split the cost. And she's going to wait until the last minute, literally the last minute when I'm about to get on the road to say she's not going.
Oh, man.
And I had to drive by myself. And I'm about to get back on the road to drive back to Atlanta because I got to go to work tomorrow.
So, how long is that drive?
About
10
hours.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody needs a ride from Detroit to Atlanta.
Y'all put it on this gas.
Hey, don't be afraid to stop, too. The weather bad here on the East Coast. I don't know how it is where you at, but don't be afraid to, pull over if you need to.
Oh, I definitely am not afraid. I got my music and my Red Bull. I'm good.
And some sativa. You ain't got no sativa?
I got a little bit of that because, weed is legal in Detroit.
That's right.
All right, maybe Zola needs a ride.
It wasn't all bad.
Oh, you got some garbage? Some Reggie?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Oh, okay.
It's legal.
Well, be safe out there.
They got amazing dispensaries everywhere.
Is weed legal in Detroit?
Safe travels. Yes, all the dispensaries they got in Detroit.
That's why
I thought it was medicinal.
Mm-mm.
Sure.
Pretty positive. It's easy to get. It's legal.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Chandler from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning. Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Peace.
What's
How
up,
you
bro?
Doing,
get
brother?
Off your chest.
Good. I want to give Don't Get a Day to those idiots that keep doing the crate challenge. Go ahead and keep hurting yourself. Get them doctors the money. It's exciting to watch, but I just want to give them a Don't Get a Day because they're stupid.
You think you can do it?
It is kind of wild that you'll see a lot of people not want to take the risk of doing the vaccine, but they'll climb up all them goddamn crates and risk breaking their neck if they fall.
All right, well, let us know when you post yours so we could look at it.
I definitely will. Y'all have a good morning.
Okay, you too.
All right,
I just be wondering how stuff like this happens. Like, that is extreme social engineering for everybody just to wake up one day and say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a crate challenge today.
But where they be finding all these crates?
I think the same people that built the pyramids back in the day put together those crate obstacle courses. That's what I believe.
Yo, shut up, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's get it started with Kendrick Lamar. He made a surprise announcement, and everybody is going crazy on Twitter about it.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kendrick Lamar did a statement, and he detailed making his final TDE album. He said, I spend most of my days with fleeting thoughts, writing, listening, and collecting old beach cruisers. The morning rides keep me on a hill of silence. I go months without a phone. Love, loss, and grief have disturbed my comfort zone, but the glimmers of God speak through my music and family. While the world around me evolves, I reflect on what matters the most, the life in which my words will land next. As I produce my final TDE album, I feel joy to have been a part of such a cultural imprint after 17 years. The struggles, the success, and most importantly, the brotherhood. May the Most High continue to use Top Dog as a vessel for candid creators as I continue to pursue my life's calling.
I respect it. I mean, his deal as an artist is probably up with this album. And, you know, he'll probably go start his own situation, sign himself. Mm-hmm. Why not? That's the way the game's supposed to go.
Now, Top Dog responded in a statement. He said, the whole goal when we started this thing was to make music, make money, and make history. We did those things 10 times over and then some. TDE and its artists have provided a way to end generational curses that we were all personally born into over the last 17 years in this business. With this being Dot's last album on TDE, this is more of a victory lap, a celebration. I know he will be successful in whatever it is he decides to do, and will have our full support.
And Baby Keem is Dot's artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's his cousin, but that's his artist as well, right?
Yeah, so
it only makes sense. Start your own situation after this.
But I thought that's what they're supposed to do. Yeah, that's what I thought you're supposed to do. You finish your contract, then you start your own situation, and you continue on and grab somebody in the next artist.
The problem is a lot of people don't care about an artist by the time they get done with their contract. You know, they happen to still care about K-Dot in a huge way. Can't wait to hear the album.
Well, yeah, this doesn't seem contentious in any way.
Mm-mm.
All right, also, after this happened, SZA did surprise people on Twitter. She put out a trio of new records with some tweets dumping random thoughts. So you guys should make sure you check that out when you get a chance, because it's been a while, I feel like. SZA hasn't put out an album in like 4 years, I think. Mm-mm. So we're all waiting for some new SZA music. So she's contemplating possibly making this a regular occurrence, doing SZA Sundays.
Mm.
All right, now Tyga has deleted his OnlyFans account. He was on there early. And he announced that he has his own content platform that's going to compete against it called MyStar. That's MYY Star. So he posted, just deleted my OnlyFans, starting my own platform, more futuristic, better quality, and only 10% fee. Creators will also be able to make content of their choice. This is all after OnlyFans said they're going to start banning sexually explicit content starting in October.
Has OnlyFans decided what they're going to do since they're not doing porno on there no more?
Well, they've always done more than just that. They mm-hmm. also have the ability to sell NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain, and they have features relevant to the music industry. So people, and there's a lot of artists on there too. There's actors, there's artists, all different kinds of people.
Oh, so there's people on there doing more than just, you
yeah
know.
It's always been yeah, more than just that,
of course.
I never,
they have
never.
Cooking shows.
Oh,
Envy had a his own page too for real estate.
That's clearly not what they're known for though, but okay.
Right, so now clearly there's a void in the marketplace, so Tyga's stepping right into that,
which is smart.
All right, Meg Thee Stallion, she dropped a Tuned In freestyle. I thought it sounded really dope, and it got more than 300,000 views in just a couple hours. So here is the Megan Thee Stallion Tuned In freestyle.
Y'all so stop it. Make it everything but a deposit, yeah. Killing bitches, send them to the gulag. Hot girl, never let them cool off. Make them do what I say, he my voodoo dog. Back shots, balcony, we don't care who saw.
Make them.
All right, Meg Thee Stallion flowing on that.
Make him say what I want. He my voodoo doll.
Okay, Charlamagne.
Dropping the clues bombs with Megan. That's tough.
I thought it sounded really
dope. I heard the whole thing, but that little part right there was tough.
All right, now Gervonta Davis has documented aftermath from his private plane crash on Instagram. And he posted on IG Live and spoke. It was very windy, so I'll tell you what he said. The plane crashed. The plane didn't even take off. It took off, but it didn't take off. Oh, my God, I'm good. It's just that my ass is hot. I'm sitting on this hot-ass concrete. For everybody wanting to fly private, I think it's over with. I'll be driving or catching a train.
Oh, so the plane was never in the air.
Yeah, I guess
it took off and then went back down.
Yeah, it came back down. He said the video, Gervonta was having a conversation with one of his friends who describes what he heard the pilot say before the plane went down. He said, I had no control of the plane. He said that ish was God. We don't know exactly what happened. But
well, all praise is due to God. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did see Kodak was say he was on that plane. Was that a joke? Was he just messing around or was he really on that
he
plane?
He said, I'm not okay. Ish me, my neck, my back, all of that. So, sounds like a joke. He's saying that he's not okay. In other words, lawsuit. Get it? Yeah. All right. And Chadwick Boseman's wife did perform an emotional tribute to him. It was a Stand Up to Cancer telethon. Taylor Simone Ledward Boseman did perform this. It was co-hosted by Anthony Anderson. He started off by offering his own tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who died last August. He had a 4-year battle with colon cancer. And here is Simone. She took to the stage. She performed I'll Be Seeing You. It's a classic ballad that she described as a song about living with the reality of loss and finding a way forward.
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Damn. I just watched the second episode of Marvel's What If last night, which was Chadwick's last performance. Because he did the voiceover for the cartoon. Of T'Challa, of course.
Right. Well, again, our condolences. Is, you know, she's been having to really go out and represent for him, so I know that's not easy, too.
Absolutely. Salute to my South Carolina brethren. Chadwick Boseman sending his family healing energy always.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's get into Joe Biden and what is happening now with Afghanistan.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. And our friends at Samsung have something big brewing over there. And I think it has to do with the new Samsung Galaxy. They keep saying, are you ready for this life? Not sure what it means, but come August 11th, we're all gonna find out. Learn more at Samsung.com/reserve. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, Joe Biden, let's talk about his remarks about the ongoing chaos that's happening right now in Afghanistan. He said there's no way to evacuate this many people without pain. Now, as far as the evacuation numbers, here's what he had to say about what's been happening.
We have moved thousands of people each day by U.S. military aircraft and civilian charter flights. In a little over 30 hours this weekend, we've evacuated an extraordinary number of people, about 11,000 individuals. That number will change day to day as the air and ground operations in Kabul vary. As of this morning, we have evacuated nearly 28,000 people since August the 14th, bringing the total number of people we've evacuated since July to approximately 33,000 persons. Altogether, we lifted approximately 11,000 people out of Kabul in less than 36 hours.
He also said at the end of the day, if we didn't leave Afghanistan now, when did we leave? Another 10 years, another 5 years, another year? He said, I'm not about to send your son or your daughter to fight in Afghanistan. And then he went on to talk about, as people are being evacuated, where are they being taken to?
One, planes taking off from Kabul are not flying directly to the United States. They're landing at U.S. military bases and transit centers around the world. Number two, at these sites where they're landing, we are conducting thorough scrutiny, security screening for everyone who is not a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident. Anyone arriving in the United States will have undergone a background check. Number three, once screened and cleared, we will welcome these Afghans who helped us in the war effort over the last 20 years to their new home in the United States of America.
All right. And then when asked about what about this August 31st deadline he has for completing the U.S. withdrawal, here's what he had to say about that.
Our hope is we will not have to extend, but there are going to be discussions, I suspect, on how far along we are in the process.
I just don't understand why all of this wasn't thought out, you know, months ago. I just wonder. I don't know. I'm not the president. I just wonder why it seems like all of this is being done after the fact. Like, if you know you wanted to leave, why didn't you plan to get, you know, folks out first? Was it not possible to get everybody out at once? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. I don't know.
All right, so we'll continue to keep you updated, but the Pentagon is asking for 6 U.S. airlines to help with the evacuation effort. So they're asking for 18 aircrafts. They want 3 each from American, from Atlas Air, Delta, Omni Air, 2 from Hawaiian Airlines, and 4 from United Airlines.
Spirit, stand down. Okay, Spirit, Southwest, y'all stand down. We don't need you at a time like this, okay?
Yesterday, American said they're sending 3 wide-body aircraft to the Arabian Peninsula and Europe to assist with the emergency evacuations. All right, and Storm Henry over the weekend, a lot of people were affected by this 2 days of heavy, sustained rains that flooded areas as far as southwest as New Jersey. and Connecticut. It went as far to Connecticut, also Rhode Island, made landfall on the coast of Rhode Island. And there was a lot of rain knocking out power to over 140,000 homes. A lot of bridges closed, swamped roads. Some people were stranded in their vehicles. I know a lot of people have flights to catch, so if you are trying to get out today, just make sure that you pay attention to what's going on, because I know the airport's got to be a mess. Mm-hmm. And flooding in Tennessee left 21 people dead and around 20 others missing after severe flooding that swept through. So they're experiencing devastating loss of life over the last couple of days, according to the police and fire chief in a news conference yesterday. This weather, boy.
Too much going on.
A lot going on.
All right. Well, we have a lot going on this morning, too.
Yes.
Well, that was your front page news. Yeah, Boosie will be joining us next. We're going to kick it with Boosie. Right. We got a lot to talk about.
We're going to have a conversation with Boosie about a lot of things. I can't wait to convince Boosie that DJ Envy's Positivity Water will make him gay, since Boosie thinks that there are things that can turn you gay. I'm going to make him believe Envy's water will do just that.
My goodness. All right, we'll get into that next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The goddamn legend himself.
Boosie Badass.
Right.
Boosie Boo. How you feeling this morning, Boosie?
I'm feeling great. I woke up early, smoked me a good one, and I like the scene of New York when early in the morning with the trash cans and all that, and it made me get higher, actually.
It make you feel like coming to America when Eddie was coming out in Queens?
Yeah. They love me in New York. I can't, like, when, everywhere I go, they've been, Boosie, you standing up for us, and, you know, like they got some real, I got some love out here.
I tried to get your Instagram back, Boosie. I tried, man.
I'm glad you did, because you saw that discrimination.
Now, they made fun of me for flagging Kim Kardashian.
Hey.
But I said, when I post my flyers when I DJ the strip club, they take it down. Flag and take it down.
Bro, it was just me. I was doing too much.
Well, I'm glad you can admit that,
Boosie. When the world was asleep, I woke them up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And people, I think they just got tired of seeing me. Because, you know, like, bro, like, how my Instagram was never taken. Mm-hmm. I never been suspended. Mm-hmm. To be expelled forever? You know, so I wasn't feeling that. So I know it's a, you know, I got my opinions. I can say what I want, you know.
On them people platform.
Right, and that's They showed me, you know.
Why you don't go to fan base?
I got all kind of people trying to, I got Chineses, I got everybody trying to, you know, create me a.
You got what kind of nieces?
Chineses.
What's Chinese?
Nieces?
Chinese people.
Oh, Chinese.
Oh, yeah. I was like, who niece is trying to get with your pussy? I was like,
Chinese
what?
People.
You know, I got people, you know, everywhere trying to make me an uncensored app, you know, and that's what I'm working on right now, because.
Fan base is black owned, you know what I'm saying? Isaac Hayes III. You can go over there and turn up.
Yeah, I talked to Isaac Hayes.
Okay.
I talked to the son or whatever, but I ain't made no decision. I won't take everything.
You got a bunch of endorsements, huh? Because even when you sat down, you was like, I don't want to sit with Envy Water because you got your own water.
He didn't say Envy Water. He said, I want to sit with this water.
And then he
said, Envy Water. He said, all right, you can leave
it
there.
Yeah, man, I got water, cologne, chips, noodles, you name it. I do it. That's what I do.
None of them get offended by the stuff you do?
Well, once it's 50-50, hey, what can you get offended by? You invested in Boosie? And I mean, we doing good as I do good as an independent. I got a cult following.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do real good, you know. Like in the corona, I was getting checks, 6-7 checks that ain't had nothing to do with rap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you do take it too far sometimes? Because you said
I think I say it the wrong way sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean everything I say, and I say what I mean. But sometimes I feel like I say it the wrong way sometimes. But I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. And people need to understand that, you know, the world has an opinion. And then I got an opinion, and I'm just one who expressed my opinion.
But last time we spoke, you said that your mama even told you stop volunteering your opinion for things that ain't got nothing to do with
you. Yeah, about that Dwayne Wade.
And you sat down with Mike Tyson and told Mike Tyson you should mind your business sometime, too. Why can't you just mind your business sometime?
Because I'm realer than what I'm supposed to do.
What you mean?
I'm realer. Like if it's in my heart, you know, just because I'm negotiated with him like that, that doesn't mean I won't say it. Because I pay me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't blackball me. I pay me. You know, even with my music, you know, like my last album, I dropped with Connect Music Group, you know, that I'm part owner of. Mm-hmm. it's hard to blackball me, you know, just like they got people, like they think they got millions of people love what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm a voice for people who can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just the only one got the to speak in this industry because everybody else is ran by, you know, the industry.
What about even saying like you would beat his ass? So, and I saw Lil Nas X responded to that. You think that's too far?
Nah, because I just be feeling like sometimes I gotta speak up because, you know, as far as straight people in the world, you don't have an opinion no more on sexuality. Everything is harm. If you say anything, I'm straight, I like women, it's vulgar to.
I don't know that's vulgar.
Yes, yes.
No, but
yes.
I just can't.
You can't brag. You can't brag on.
I just
really
think. I think
smashing.
That ain't true.
On your sexuality no more. It's ran by. It's ran by.
Uzi rappers been talking about f***ing women forever in videos and they songs. That ain't changed.
I know it's a different day now. You can't just like the baby. Like, bro, like, you know, like how many times you been on set? All y'all DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard somebody say, if you ain't got AIDS, make noise in the whole club. Ah!
Oh, no, you're right. That's true. That's true. But it's a different time.
No, it's a different time. Mm-hmm. And because he's one of the biggest. You know, so they you know, they try to make examples out of people, you know. So the next person who blow like this, you going to go with this. And I feel, you know, they're attacking our children, you know. You make all the mm-hmm. you make everybody support this. Who love these rappers?
The kids.
The kids.
Yeah, but you know.
You make every rapper go with it. If every rapper go with it,
I heard you grabbed
that generation. I know I loved every rapper when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I loved every rapper. You know what I'm saying? I try to copy what they did. You know what I'm saying? And it's a new day now, and I just feel like, you know, they pushing it on our younger generation.
Listen, I love rap. I love hip hop. I love our culture. But, you know, I saw you say that, you know, you feel like he was a negative influence. Why are you acting like rappers haven't been negative influences for years? Whether it's talking about murder, celebrating the drug culture, the gang culture, violence against women, like, we just as negative. So how is he the person that you decide to point at and say, oh, you're ruining it for the kids? What have street rappers done to the kids?
I really get offended when it was like he was saying that he would go up there and perform naked in front, you know, all this shit, all the people. And I was like, damn, you know, all these straight people in the world, all these millions of kids gonna watch this, and no straight rapper ain't gonna say, hey, nah, we don't want you on that TV. Nobody's not gonna, you know.
Hey, like, I don't understand that logic, Boosie. I saw you say that people be trying to be straight. How you try to be straight? If you straight, you ain't gotta try to be. I don't care.
Run it back again.
On the video, you said people trying to be straight.
Nas X say he won't perform naked on stage for charity. You don't think that's disrespect in front of boys who trying to be straight?
I'm like, how you try to be straight?
No, I'm just saying, as far as if you got your kids watching TV,
mm-hmm.
would you want, if you trying to straight raise strong young black men, would you be cool and sitting there watching Nas X go up there and take his clothes off?
What age are we talking about?
You're part of the problem.
What age are we talking about? Because I don't want my kids looking at anything sexual at a certain age.
Yeah, at a certain age.
But once they get to a certain age, nothing wrong with that.
Girl, man, girl. I want my kids.
Because by the way,
I'm just saying, this is a national stage.
Man, Boothie, we grew up seeing worst images on TV, man. We seen dudes on TV holding guns. Like I said, you know, celebrating violence against women, the drug culture,
right,
the gang culture.
And,
like,
and all this leads to my opinion.
I don't
like,
get it.
I can, if I feel that way, mm-hmm. I'ma say it.
I respect
and
you.
I mean it. You All know, right. like you may not feel that way, they may not feel that way, but I feel that way.
Do you feel like you've ever been a negative influence, the kids?
Yes, I've been a negative influence. Yeah, okay. but at the time I was, you know, I was so, you know, I'm just rapping my life. You know, I'm just, you know, I wasn't the rapper who rapped the movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't go in there and rap the movies. I went in there and rap about what happened that day to me.
Mm-hmm.
Rap about what happened that night to me. You know, so I never thought I was affecting the mm-hmm. culture until I came home and damn near all my friends was in dead or in jail. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I wasn't trying to affect the culture like that as far as negativity. I was just writing my life stories.
Now don't move, we got more with Boosie. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Boosie Badass.
Now what about when you see an artist, you talked about rappers, like when you see like Birdman and Lil Wayne kissing each other on the lips, or you see you know, Turk talking about some of the stuff that they did, because it's the same thing.
Nah.
Why not?
How them rocking that city, you know, they really on some like some old mafia shit. You know, get on them drugs, you know, like the niggas be it's different out there, you know what I'm saying? Like Baton Rouge, we ain't kissing nobody. You know, they ain't never been down there, but I done seen niggas on in the city, they different. New Orleans, they like on some mafia shit. They come from, you know, thinking they mafia made, like the Marcellos and all that shit, you know, like they, you know, so I understand that. I understand that, you know.
Because under the same thing, if a kid sees that, they might not understand it and see their favorite rappers kissing each other and be like, okay.
Right.
You know? I just want you to leave them people alone, Boosie.
I ain't picking with nobody.
Yes,
like,
Leave people alone, Boosie.
Hey, look, bro. Like, the people who so-called hate me in the LGBT community, like, I don't know them. Like, everybody who in my life, my other assistant, a family member, like, I'm gay people. I have good relationships with them.
They tell you to stop. Boosie, do they tell you to stop?
Nah.
You lying.
Nah, real shit. They understand.
You do have gay
people.
They
be like, I wish people really knew that you don't, you know, have, you know, animosity
towards gay people. Like, we saw that you took a picture with Flame Monroe.
We was talking all downstairs.
Right, so I want to ask you this, because you do have gay people in your life. Do you feel like it is important to have that representation, though? Because there are people who are just gay in this world. That's who they are, and that's how they identify. And so to be able to see yourself represented on TV, because for a child who knows that they're gay, it is difficult when anybody makes it seem like it's wrong or they can't see themselves in movies, in music. You don't think that's important, too?
I think that's important, but it goes the same way for the straight people.
But there's plenty of straight representation. I think there's
not
a lot more.
This world is different. It's
that
not
ain't
plenty.
True, man.
There's way more straight
representation. It's probably like the rappers. Like, just think of the, look at the rappers.
Hey, but matter of fact, why gay people
this gay stuff is bigger than you think.
Why gay people don't turn straight?
With all the gay rappers, probably. You know, like, they.
What about women on women? Do you mind that?
I don't mind it as far as marriage. I don't mind. Like, I'm not going to support if one of my child was to marry a woman. I'm not going to support that.
You wouldn't go to the wedding? You wouldn't say, I love you anyway?
I would tell her I love her, but I wouldn't go to the wedding.
But you like watching girls with girls,
listen,
Boosie?
Because, you know, my family is built on legacy. You know, if I let that slide, that going to slide from my son, from my grandson. And I'm going to lay it down to where they going to know that, you know,
I just think life is a lot harder for people who are gay. People don't just...
You pretty much disowning them. I can't...
No, hell no. I'm going to love them to death, but I won't support marriage. I'm not giving my child away to another woman.
So
you know, I would love her to death, you know. But I'm not... I don't want to start that. I have the right to do that. As parents, we have the right to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody parent different, but as parents... Once that child come out, you make those decisions, and that's what the world need to know. Like,
Boosie, you're entitled to your opinion. The only thing I disagree with is the fact that you say Lil Nas X is a super negative influence on the kids, and you said something earlier. You talked about, you know, when you came home, a lot of your fans was in jail or dead. So when you say things like, you know, you want to beat up Lil Nas X, you could possibly be encouraging violence against gay people, man. So that's what I would tell you to watch.
Nah, yeah, I wouldn't encourage, because they,
like,
are four times more likely.
Gay people,
but that's what,
like,
I'm saying.
I just told you, like, gay people not after me in the real world. This is just social media. The world did this. Gay people don't, in the real world, you know, they even have gay people at my concerts. Like, all, like, bro, like, in the real world, you know, people respect me for, you know, standing up, and they gonna take me a long way in life. Regardless, if ain't nobody other rapper spoke about it, you know, like.
But I'm saying,
that
you could
singles
be, you,
me out.
You could be encouraging violence against gay people. He even
I'm
said.
I'm not encouraging. I never said. I know.
You said
I'm
you
not,
wanted to beat him up.
No, for going up there and, you know, you want to say you wanted to get naked. And if I was there at the awards on the front row and he got naked right there, I would drag him.
I don't
him
think
off
anybody should get naked at an award show.
If a straight
show
person got on the stage naked, you would do the same thing.
A straight person.
If he wasn't gay, you saying a straight person got on stage, you would.
Yeah, fucking right. If he got naked, I will fuck him up. You know.
So it's not about being gay. Don't get naked on an award stage.
You don't get naked on a what with children? You want your children to see? Come on, bro.
So you feel like that about the women who go up there and do that too? Then
Who get naked on the...
Who do get naked, dance sexually, do sexual stuff on stage.
You ain't finna turn this around on those strippers on me.
Man, what is you talking? You gonna have all the strippers, man. I need my strippers.
I'm already trying to ban me. You know I need my strip. No down talk on the strip.
Have they tried to ban you from shows and concerts like you seen with the baby? Have they tried to with you?
Nah. You know, my shows are even packer than ever. You can't ban me. Like, you know, like I'm not part of those festivals that you can take me off. You know, I do my own festivals. I do a birthday bash in Mississippi. I'm throwing this year. I do my Boosie bash, you know, that's August 28th coming up, and I make crazy.
We all remember that Coke can in the video, the Coke can in the shower video. Remember you did that?
Yeah.
Did the Lil Nas X video make you think of that situation?
Nah. That was just a situation with me, you know, coming to the pen and not knowing the rules, you know. Mm-hmm. So okay. I got my eyes bust just not knowing the rules.
I just don't like to see brothers causing themselves unnecessary stress, and I don't like us causing unnecessary stress to people. That's all, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people are free to be who they are. Because, like, you have people in your life who are gay, people who work with you. You have family members.
Right.
And you have no problem taking pictures with people if they're gay. Right. So the thing that bothers you is the representation on television. Is that what it is?
Yeah, television bothers me. When I came home from jail, it bothered me. You know, I was like, God, it was new to my eyes. You know, like, if you don't protect your kids, you know, they're going to be stirred that way. But in this day and age, they gonna really be stirred that way, you know. I just feel like we gotta.
Because people were gay before,
you know.
Television.
But everybody wanna be everybody. Everybody got the right to what they wanna be. If you wanna have your kids gay, you can have your kids gay. If you wanna protect your kids from being gay, you have that right.
Well, I don't know that you wanna have your kids gay. It's just that if your kids are gay, they're just gay. Because okay. I do think life is harder for you if you are gay, because there's a lot of 4 times the chance of violence more than the average person, and there's a lot of attacks on LGBTQ community. So I do think you make your life harder. So I don't think anybody's like, I just want to be gay because I seen it on TV. It's how you feel. Because I've never kissed a woman, I've never done any of those things, and I see it all the time, but that doesn't mean I want to do it, because I think you have to feel like that's who you are to be able to relate to that. I don't think...
Was you raised not to do it?
I wasn't raised anyway, because I've been around... I'm from New York, so I've seen it all. And I have friends who are gay, I have friends who are trans, but it's never made me say, that's what I want to be.
Okay.
You think people are born gay, or you think they...
I don't know.
He has no idea.
I don't know. I'm not a gay.
And you've
I'm
seen it too, and it doesn't make you want
to
say...
I'm not a gay spologist or whatever, you know.
What?
But you've seen a...
you know, a doctor who studied gay people.
What about
that? I just made a new name.
What about a gay spologist.
What about the WE TV show? I heard you had a WE TV show, but they pulled...
I was doing a reality show, and mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened to that show? I love that show.
With the stuff with Dwayne Wade came out.
And they said because you tried to pay a woman to sleep with your son or something.
Nah,
like
it was just everywhere I went after that to shop the reality show, it was straight about that. So I knew that this industry right here is ran by those.
Now don't move, we got more with Boosie when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Boosie Badass. Yee?
Now, you do have me against the world, Al. So you really feel like it is you against the world, the song?
Yeah, because people, that's what social media did. The gay people on social media, you know, they seem to hate me. You know, they seem, but...
You bought all that on yourself, Boosie.
But the real people and the gay people, a lot of gay people in Atlanta, you know, like, they love me. Like, they, you know, so I don't know if it's a real side and another side, an angry side, but the gay people I know got the best hearts. Like,
it feels like it's personal.
I trust gay people more than...
So if you're an ally, if you're an ally, then you got to support them.
This is interesting, because it feels like you feel like there's something personal against you from the gay community, but at the same time, you feel like they support you.
Yeah, the gay community, like, they support me, like, you know, like, in real life. Mm-hmm. I never met the gays who see me in... I never met those, you know, like all the gay people I know enjoy my company and I enjoy their company.
Well, how do we figure out how Boosie can support them? Let's do that, because you're saying you're an ally, but an ally comes with support. How can we mend these bridges?
We just need to have our, as straight people, as, you know, we need to have our voice too. If you never let her have a voice, we're going to get ran down. Everything that come from our voice going to get shudder with negative and ignorance. So, you know, we as straight people, you know, we got to have a voice too. If you keep taking away our voice, hey.
What if somebody said, hey, man, every rapper that get on stage and rap about guns and drugs, I'm going to pull them off the stage and beat their ass?
I don't know. You steady trying to tie those two in, Charlamagne, but
no, I'm
yes,
saying,
you are.
No,
because
what
you
I'm
steady trying to tie those
no,
in.
No,
because
I'm saying I don't want us to be hypocrites because we all can put out negative images at times. You know what I'm saying? I don't think one of us is in a position to judge the other. Because you know, I don't
right,
think
right,
I don't,
but you as a person, as a man, and a lot of these rappers ain't real men to speak about, you know, how they feel. A lot of rappers feel like me, you know, but they call me. You know, these bowling ball you know, they call me Boosie, man. I'm so glad you saying, you know, they call me. You know, I'm doing what a lot of people in the world, you know, see as positive, even though social media make it look as negative. You got a whole nother generation who older than us, 40s and 50s, who absolutely love what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely feel I'm the last one left. You got OG rappers call me. I ain't gonna say no name, but like Boosie, you the last one left. You know what I'm saying? And realness is everything to me. I'm not a puppet. I can't feel a certain way and sit in a room and not say nothing because you gave me $300,000.
Boosie, do you think that there's people who's scared or intimidated that are gay but don't want to come out and let the world know because of how they'll be treated or how people will talk about them?
Of course.
Right. So. Of course. Yeah, so I that's why I'm saying I don't think it's a world yet where gay people have taken over. I feel like it's still difficult.
What you think is percentage-wise?
I have no idea because I think there's a lot of people who haven't come out and who won't just because they're nervous. That's why people are DL. That's why people are doing things on the low and not telling anyone because they don't want to be judged and they don't want to be looked at a certain way. I'm just a fan of letting you do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. And that's it. You know, and I do want kids to have somebody to look up to. So if they're having feelings, they're not feeling like I'm a bad person because I'm gay or I'm suicidal. I don't want to live here because people are judging me for that. So I do feel like as role models, as representation, it's just important. But, you know, I do want to move on.
And it's important with the straight kids, too. Just think of two straight kids in a pack of four gay people.
But I do think that there's plenty of representation for everybody in this room.
We
got to
fight for those, too. Why you don't know if everybody in this room?
Well, you're right. You're right. I don't.
Why? Yeah, you just say yeah. You don't know that.
But I
they got
know
eight
that,
people in this room.
But nobody here has come out. So as far as I know,
now, Boosie, you came to New York and you were yelling Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him and take him back on the plane to Boosie Bash.
When is Boosie Bash?
August 27th through the 29th. But his date is August 28th, and he gave me his word that he was gonna do it. So
right, it's a week early. Rihanna, though. I figured you'd be yelling Rihanna when you got to New York.
Nah, man. I told y'all that's a fantasy, bro. Y'all kill that, bro.
You kept going with
everybody it. In this room, if you've been in the industry, you had a fantasy of somebody.
Right.
Everybody that had a fantasy of you saying, boy, they can get it. If he came, I about give him some. Everybody had. Yeah, you done had that fantasy. Everybody, you done had that fantasy.
Somebody going to edit that.
You done had, that fantasy.
Hey,
and something that came in, you like, boy, I'll chew on that.
Boosie, they going to edit you. They going to edit you, Boosie, saying, he coming here right now, I'm going to give him some.
If he came, I about give him some.
They going to edit you saying that.
Check this water out. They got me drinking somebody else's water. I got my own alkaline.
Can we talk about this documentary, the biopic?
Whoa, Boosie.
Oh, I got the best biopic ever.
Talk about that. Let's get
into
that.
It's the best biopic ever. It's better than Get Rich or Die Trying. It's better than Tupac. It's the best biopic ever.
All right,
when's it coming out?
Give us some details.
September 24th. Directed by me. Mm-hmm. Assisted directed by Joe Spike. And, you know, I wanted to take it to all the big people, but everybody was trying to take it from me. And you know, it was just like when I first went got a record deal, you know, by me being my first time directing, my first time in New York, they was trying to just take my film.
Mm-hmm. How long
so
did you
I went
shoot?
With Vire Streaming Service, Black Owned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is it somebody playing you as like a young boy?
Yeah, my son plays me when I'm little. I got another dude play me, then I play me when I get older.
Mm-hmm.
So I got another film dropping on Christmas Day too.
Where does it start?
It starts from my mama pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom was pregnant. That's when it starts from birth.
So what was that like? Like, while your mom was pregnant, when you were first born as a
little? Oh, my daddy come in, you know, asking where his effing money at, woo da woo. She tell him, you know, I spent it on the bills because I knew you were going to spend it on that shit. Mm-hmm. So that's how I come on, and it go into my life, and, you know, it's called My Struggle. It's a great biopic.
So what's that movie coming out Christmas for in December?
Where's MJ? It's something like that. Where's MJ? It's a film about, it's something like The Home Alone. Mm-hmm. But it's way better. Desi Banks and Grove Hero, you know, they the crooks. Flavor Flav in the movie. I can't tell you his role.
So y'all got tight now, huh? After
all. Yeah, that's my boy now.
Did you ever think y'all looked alike before people started saying
it? It started floating through my head how many people was telling me. You know, they've been telling me that since I started rapping. So I done looked at the picture a couple of times like, hell nah. Nah, man, you know, I think on certain pictures, you know, they can put it together. You know, I don't look good on pictures, but, you know, when I get in front of a bitch, I'm going to make a whip. No, I'm nice looking in person. I'm ugly on camera. My eyes all. But when I get up on you, you know, I'm pretty handsome. That's what my mama said.
I heard somebody say that this morning, man. You know who said that?
Who?
Flame.
Oh, Flame. Yeah. Hey, Flame.
Flame said that this morning.
Oh, we was running it down there.
Flame did say that.
She was running it down there.
She's a super fan.
I feel like she understand me.
Flame, you understand Boosie?
I do.
Flame also didn't know you were so small. She was like, I didn't know he was so small.
But I knew he was smart. Isn't your mother like a teacher or something?
Yeah.
I knew you were smart. I know just some of your rhetoric. I hear the intelligence. We were just talking about what kind of dad he represents, that we need to see that from different capacities, from black men, because all black men don't raise their children the same. You know, that don't mean that there's love missing or that there is time missing. He just does it a different way. But, you know, I'm a fan of Boosie. When I was a girl way back, that was my type right there. But that was way back. See, well, I would never disrespect.
Why are you blushing, Boosie? Boosie, why are you blushing? Look at Boosie.
Because I would never put, bring him in a place to make him feel uncomfortable.
See, yeah.
Because when I come here, I don't make men feel uncomfortable. Whatever you want to play, you want to play. Men play, but that's on them. I would never push up on somebody else. But, see, I'm sitting next to Envy. I'm not pushing up on him. Plus, he's too light-skinned. He don't want this red ass.
Now don't move, we got more with Boosie when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club, good morning. Morning everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, we're still kicking it with Boosie Badass. Charlamagne?
How do we mend the bridge between Boosie and the LGBTQ community?
We just have to talk to each other and listen, and not listen to hear the four or five words that make you the trigger words. You have to listen to respond to teach the other person. I don't think that he's out of sorts of what he says, and I don't disagree completely with what he said about Lil Nas X. But Lil Nas X is gay, so the hypocrisy would be if he was on the BET Awards and he was kissing on a woman and he's openly gay. Then people would be offended and say, well, why he kissing on that woman? Y'all know he gay. Then he goes to the DL. What he was saying was not, I don't want my kids to see inappropriate things that they watch on TV. But I don't agree with what he said about you around gay. I'm completely transgender. My son is completely straight. He goes to TSU. He's straight. And that's not because I raised him to live like me. I told him, you live your life and be whoever you now. If he would have turned out to be gay, he would have just been gay. I wasn't going to love him no less. You have to put in a place as a parent, do I love my child more than I hate what they have become? Because you have no control over what your kid is going to become. They had no control over, your mom had no control over what you were going to become. But I think if your daughter did fall in love with a woman, and I know she's straight, but if she actually did, I think that you would realize.
But I still, as a parent, have the right to. Every parent is different. Like, you can't tell another parent who's parenting a child to how he can parent that child. You can just tell them only from your experience.
Flame not saying you wrong. Yeah, she's just saying that your daughter, if that's what your daughter's into, that's what your daughter's into.
And you're not going to lose the love for your daughter. Even if she was to become a lesbian, you still
love
your daughter.
I told him that. I said that.
But you just said you wouldn't go to the wedding.
I say I wouldn't lose.
But I think that
I wouldn't lose no love for her at all. Like, you know, I wouldn't lose no love for her, but I wouldn't want that to be a ongoing thing in my family.
Boosie, I think you're a genuine parent. I think you would.
I want my son to be gay.
Boosie's not a bad guy.
Boosie's not a bad guy. I'm going to say this. What? I believe you would still go to that wedding if she came to you and was like, Daddy, I need you there.
What Flame just said, I wouldn't want my children to be gay.
I wouldn't want my children to be gay. It's a harder life. Tough life. Yeah. I live this life. I'm 56. I've lived this life 12 times. I would not want my children to be gay, but you have no
right. So as a parent, we can protect our children from that.
But you can't change their mind or their heart.
Mm-hmm. You just said you wouldn't want your child. Nobody would be like, but I'm just saying, like, as a parent, we can fight. We have the parent. As a parent, you have the choice to fight.
Am I right?
You know what? I feel like this better.
As a parent, do you have the choice to make your child want a man and a woman?
No, you don't have that choice.
We don't have that choice.
You got a preference.
Yeah.
But you can't.
You can say, I don't want that to happen. But you can tell your child that.
I don't want that to happen. Like you. You just, because she's a child, you just can't say, if she say something, you got to go with it.
Think about all the things that your parents told you not to do as a kid. I bet you did every single one of them.
I'm just saying, bro. We putting a child.
Bossy, listen.
Does a child mean more? Opinion means more than a parent?
No, we saying a child going to do what a child going
to
do.
If a child comes to you and say this and that, you just got to go with it. That's what you're basically saying. I'm an intelligent person. That's what you're basically saying.
Well, how come gay people don't become straight based off all the imagery they see in the world?
We don't know. We don't know what's going on. It's social media f***ed this world up. Yeah, we don't know that. Y'all don't know if they hate me like that.
You know, I just feel like we have a difference in opinion. I just feel like
agree to disagree.
Yeah, I just want Boozy to leave people alone.
Right.
They're bothering you, Boozy.
Y'all want me to be quiet. Y'all want me to leave.
No, we don't want you to be quiet.
But you're not going to get your point.
We don't want what you're saying to overshadow. You're not getting your point across.
I feel it. I feel you, but I can't sit in. I'm a real person. I just can't be quiet because you told me be quiet about a situation that I feel that's means to me.
Right.
But we've heard you speak on it.
But you know, like.
Boosie's feelings.
This is how I feel.
And you can't say
if anybody think they can come
Boosie, that's how he feels.
Talk to me about not talking.
No.
That's my feeling.
I understand Boosie's opinion.
Just like y'all speaking for a whole community. I'm speaking for the whole community.
I'm not speaking for nobody. I'm just observing the situation. I just think it's
well, the world, the other world. Who's speaking for a billion people?
But Boosie, here, all three sides.
That's right.
And he feels like this is what it is. But I just think it's true.
Like I can't apologize for something I believe in.
It's hypocritical for street rappers to point at another rapper and say they being negative for their lifestyle because that happened to us so much.
Because all this wouldn't be going on when Pac and Biggie didn't was here. Come on, let's keep it.
No, they used to get.
I'm the only one speaking up. If Pac was here, he would have said something.
I doubt it.
I wouldn't be getting dragged like this by myself. Tupac would have said something.
I don't think.
I feel that in my heart.
Sexuality and crime is two different things to me.
It is two different.
Like, we got rappers that have been out here promoting straight up crime that have been getting people locked up and killed.
A lot of kids followed them.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But
and we don't point the finger at each other and say we were all of a sudden.
But listen, it doesn't matter, bro. Everybody got an opinion.
But you're gonna get this though. He's gonna have people that disagree, and you're gonna have to argue your point.
Right. That's all. And then I do it to a T. I face anybody. I face Breakfast Club.
Mike Tyson.
Mike, anybody. Let's go. Because I'm real with me. Like, you know, like, a lot of people not real with them. You can't say you're a real nigga. You got 10, 20, 30 million, and you can't speak on how you feel. No, you an artist. But controlled
you,
by
so let's just say this.
Other
you,
people.
You don't you hate know? Gay people.
No, I just told he my assistant is gay.
Yes.
Gay people out building a hole. I can trust a gay person before I trust anybody.
Yes. Yes.
Before I trust a shooter, anybody. Gay people don't even steal like that. Like, bro.
What?
No way.
God damn.
Wait a minute. What the? That was hilarious. Oh my God.
Damn, you don't steal like that?
I don't steal a damn thing.
I swear to God, bro. Leave somebody regular around you.
Oh, man.
And leave a gay person. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
I went into the green room for us to be testing. And I said, oh, I'm fanning out. I'm a big Boosie fan. He knew I wasn't a woman. I wasn't even dressed like this. I had on my jogging suit. And he was like, what's up? Let's take a picture. He was very calm, very chill.
I'm not, was, bro.
Boosie not a bad person, no man.
I did five years in prison around gay people. Like, bro, like prison, bro, you don't understand, bro. Like, I don't have nothing against gay people. I have problems with what they doing to the...
You think it's an agenda being pushed?
Yeah, it's you know it's an agenda being
but
pushed.
It was.
You just can't talk about it because you on here.
Just so it was a crime agenda too. It was a murder agenda too amongst the black community.
There we go.
It was a drug dealing agenda too. I'm just saying, Boosie.
Well, we
know that.
Okay, it was okay, but now it's more of a now it's more of that agenda, and it's not more of a crime agenda now because back you know now people rappers not really rapping about spending like they used to. It's more about drugs now.
Yes. You know, that's an agenda being pushed. It's the fiend culture.
I come up under cash money when all the youngsters wanted money. Everybody was rapping about money. The locks. Everybody had money. You know what I'm saying? It's a different culture now.
And you don't want no violence against gay people either?
Hell no, I don't want no violence against gay people. You know what I mean? Bro, like I don't want no violence against gay people. I can't beef with a, I'm Boosie, but mm-hmm. I can't beef with a gay person. I beef with real steppers mm-hmm. who everybody's scared of. I'm the only people I like to beef with.
Because I don't know if you saw, I saw Lil Nas X say that, you know, he felt he didn't want to talk about anything going on in hip-hop because he felt it was like a danger to him. So he hired security because of everything that he's seeing on social media about him.
Oh, okay. Well, tell him he can let go of security. Boosie don't want to do you nothing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he went on there in the awards, I couldn't do nothing if I was at home because I'm not going to be at no awards anyway. You know what I'm saying? But if I was present at the awards, that's why I said that. But, you know, I ain't got no, Nas X don't need no security, especially not for me, bro, you know. That you know, I got a reputation and legacy to hold up. What I look mm-hmm. like beefing with a
would you do bro. A song with Nas X?
Nah.
Man, Boosie, you about money.
Nah, I wouldn't do a song with him, you know, especially I didn't win that dude. Like, I don't...
Oh, I get what she's saying. Know, like, what if y'all made peace?
I do hundreds of features. You know, I don't know if they gay or not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I did 100 features with people who ain't gay.
Right.
In this industry. Everybody's not gonna sell a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not being paid by this white man. Everybody just not making rap money.
But you do realize you don't know who buying your water either. You don't know who buying your cologne. You don't right. know who buying your chips.
Right, right.
It could be people of all sexualities.
But you know what? Again. You know what? After all this is said and done, I'm going to stand up victorious. You know, I'm going to stand up victorious because I was the only one gave a shit. You know, for a million other people. You know, everywhere I go, everywhere I go in the airport, it's the older people. You know, they, Boosie, I'm watching you now. You know, like, and I'm speaking, most, I'm just speaking how I feel.
Most of the older people see it differently, that's why.
Too. Hell yeah, they see it differently.
They see it differently.
They feel like they like Boosie. You bet not shut up. You know, they got people who feel like me. And it's an opinion across the world.
You ever thought about going to therapy?
For what? I feel I'm perfectly stable.
Oh my God.
I can talk when I want to talk. I can do whatever I want to do. I raised my kid like I won't. I'm perfectly stable. Nobody's remoting me. I'm stable. If I go to therapy, what they gonna do? Remote me. They gonna make me be quiet. They gonna
remote me.
Mute him.
Put the
mute
down.
You.
Mute
okay. Buy him. And they gonna talk over me. I don't let nobody talk over me. When I'm in a room, when I'm in a business deal, nobody gonna talk over me. That's me.
Well, Boosie. We appreciate you Boosie. For joining us and having this conversation.
Man, I have one more question I wanted to ask. There was a topic the other day up here on The Breakfast Club. Envy and Charlamagne were discussing something that Turk said about how every guy plays gay games. And then they said they were talking about the games that they play. Did you see that interview that he did with Vlad?
Nah. What he was talking about?
He was saying that every guy plays gay games. And, you know, Charlamagne and Envy have played some gay games up here on The Breakfast Club. Is it true that every guy, because I was hearing
explain
things.
Explain what gay games are.
What are gay games?
Explain what gay games are.
Keep drinking that water. You find out. Keep drinking that water.
What the y'all got going on? Y'all got gay water in this y'all got gay water in this motherfucker? Oh, shit.
They're trying to take the straight crowd out.
I'm done with y'all, man. It's Boosie Badass. It's The Breakfast Club.
He still love y'all, though. He still love y'all.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's your girl, Angela Yee, and we can all use a break from time to time. My friends at the General Insurance believe that sometimes a little break goes a long way. That's why they make it easy to get reinstated after a lapse in coverage. Plus, they'll work with you to help keep you covered and always treat you with respect. Take a closer look at The General. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
Charlamagne, say the game. Dunk it, utter shame.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 23rd goes to Tracy Reeves and Michael Amica. I believe Tracy Reeves and Michael Amica live near or around the Mobile, Alabama area. And one thing about life, if you play stupid games, you will always win stupid prizes. And when I say these two were playing an extremely stupid game, man, listen, I don't even know how to properly get into this story, but I'll start off by screaming, black men don't cheat. All right. That is a statement.
All right. Not only are we saying black men don't cheat, we are saying black men don't cheat, as in do not. Okay. It's just simply not worth it nowadays. I mean, it was never worth it. But when you get to a certain point in your life when you know better, you have to do better, because when you don't do better and when you absolutely know better, bad things happen. Okay, now that warning isn't just for black men, though. All men of all races, colors, and creeds should not cheat. All right, women should not cheat. I know. Women only cheat when they are lacking something in their main relationship. Whatever, I get it. Well, break up with the guy. All right, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I know. Men cheat for ego. Women cheat for emo, as in their emotions. Whatever. Don't do it. Okay, if you are committed to someone, be committed to that person. If you're not committed to that person, then find something else to do with your time and life, because, oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. And that's what happened in this situation. A weave was webbed, okay? A weave of bullets and violence, because Tracy Reeves was living foul. When I say foul, I mean foul. And it's a prime example of why we don't need to cheat. None of us. All right, let's go to WALA Fox 10 for the report, please.
Frank and Tracy Reeves live at this house on Skidmore Road in Criola. Deputies say Frank Reeves got into a gun battle inside the home with the man he thought was an intruder. But investigators say that man, Michael Amaker, is Tracy Reeves' boyfriend. Mm. According to deputies, Tracy was letting Amaker live inside the home for more than a year, and her husband never had a clue. Investigators say both men shot each other. Frank was hit in the chest. Amaker shot in the leg and elbow, both taken to the hospital. Mobile County Sheriff's Captain Paul Birch says Amaker and Tracy Reeves were high on methamphetamine.
Michael Amaker was the side piece. Whatever bullets Michael Amaker received, he earned them. Not only did he earn them, some would say he deserved them. Okay, this is one of those, you know, that whatever happened to this man, Michael Amaker, was probably justifiable. Okay, what isn't justifiable is that the husband, Frank Reeves, got shot at all. What did he do to deserve that? All right, the wife, Tracy Reeves, needs to be charged with any and everything. This is all her fault. You got your side piece living in your husband's house for over a year, and the husband had no idea. I don't even understand how that works. You providing the side piece food, feeding him like he's a stray dog. This is what kids do when they have a pet they don't want their parents to know about. All right, your parents told you to stop feeding that damn dog, but no! And what's sad about all of this is Tracy don't care about either one of these individuals. You didn't warn your side piece or your husband about what was to come. You had to know both of them had guns. I mean, damn, you couldn't think of any other plan? Clearly, Michael Amaker never heard I Got a Story to Tell by Biggie. But Michael, you have to know Tracy doesn't give a damn about you. Okay, after a year treating you like a mutt with no home, she told her husband there was an intruder in the house, knowing damn well you was her side piece and he was going to try to blow your brains out, and vice versa. Okay, but also, Michael, even if you and Tracy want to sleep with each other, there are much safer locations than the house she shares with her husband. All right. Tracy don't care about anyone but herself. All right. Her husband and side piece should both feel betrayed. And betrayal is the worst kind of hurt, because it means someone was willing to hurt you just to make themselves feel better. All Tracy was trying to do was make herself feel better. She didn't care about anyone in this situation except for herself. I can see her saying to herself, whoever lives in this situation is who I'm going to be with. She probably was hoping one of them smoked the other, but by the grace of God, both have lived. And I want to know why I see that Michael Amaker has been charged with assault, possession of a controlled substance, possession of a firearm with an altered serial number, and he's a convicted felon. And they say ICE charges are forthcoming. But where are the charges for Tracy? I don't know what she should be charged with, but I'm sure the Mobile County Sheriff's Office can think of something, because this is all her fault. Please give Tracy Reeves and Michael Amaker the biggest hee-haw. I would play a game of guess what race it is, but, you know, Mobile, Alabama, everybody high off meth. I think we can figure this one out, right?
Yeah, we got that one.
Okay.
All right.
Jesus.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We were supposed to play our conversation with Flame Monroe, comedian Flame Monroe. But we're going to open up the phone lines. Boosie Badass just left.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know your thoughts, your opinions. What you thought about Boosie's interview and what he said.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's a lot of different things that were said here.
That's right. So let's open up the phone lines and let's have a conversation. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Boosie was with us last hour, and he said a lot, man. He said a lot during that interview.
He definitely did say a lot.
A lot of contradictory things.
Definitely a lot of contradictory things. But, I mean, that's what conversation is for, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, if you missed some of it, let's play a snippet of some of what Boosie was talking about this morning.
You could be encouraging violence against gay people. He even said...
I never said. I know.
You said
I'm
you
not,
wanted to beat him up.
No, for going up there and, you know, you want to say you wanted to get naked. And if I was there at the awards on the front row and he got naked right there, I would drag him
I don't think
off.
Anybody should get naked at an award show.
If a straight
show.
Person got on the stage naked, you would do the same thing.
A straight person.
If he wasn't gay, you saying a straight person got on stage, you would
yeah,
do the same
thing. Yeah, right. If he got naked, I would f*** him up.
So you feel like that about the women who go up there and do that too then?
Who get naked on the...
Yeah. Who do get naked, dance sexually, do sexual stuff on stage?
You ain't finna turn this around on those strippers on me.
Man, what are you talking? You gonna have all the strippers, man.
All right, so we're opening up the phone line to just asking, what are your thoughts? I mean, we spoke to him for damn near an hour. So 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is Jovette Coakler.
Peace, hey, Jovette. How are you?
I'm fine.
What were your thoughts on Boosie interview?
I am the mother of a gay individual, and she is getting married to her fiancé. Mm-hmm. When she first came out, I wasn't happy with it. But what I realized is that's my child, and I'm going to love her unconditionally. When they get married, I will be at the wedding front and center. I will cook for it, decorate anything else she needs me to do.
I know that's right. That's what
love of my life.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Boosie. He could say that now. He said he'll still love his daughter, but he wouldn't go to the wedding. And I don't believe that. I believe that he would, you know, and a lot of times
you know,
people...
As a parent, your opinion changes. You realize that that is your child no matter what.
What did you...
The same way that you would lay your life down for them if someone was out there hurting them, you will put everything aside to ensure their happiness.
True. I wonder what were you against initially when you found out your daughter was LGBTQ?
Because I had a girl. I the nail time, the hair time, all of that. If I feel like it was going to be snatched away from me. But we still hang out. We still have fun. We still do mother-daughter things because
she's
still my daughter.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that society, because I know one of Boosie's things is he doesn't want his child to see gay people represented on television. He feels like there's an agenda. What are your thoughts on that?
Society has to graduate. Things are changing all around us. Mm-hmm. And you can't help who you love.
That's right.
Right.
And as I said to Boosie,
thank you, Mama.
If that logic made sense, how come gay people don't never turn straight based off all the images that they see in the media?
Well, let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Antonio.
Antonio, man, what you think about Boosie earlier this morning on The Breakfast Club?
Man, it's not what he said, it's how he said it. Charlamagne, you preach a lie about equality.
Yes, sir.
So if the LGBT community wants to be equal, you got to take whatever comes with it. The way he said it was wrong.
What do you mean? What did he say wrong? This is what I agree with. I disagree with him saying Lil Nas X is negative. I don't think no street rapper, you know, has any moral ground to stand on to be able to say that. You know what I mean? Especially being... Huh?
You're absolutely right, Charlamagne. You're absolutely right.
And I disagree with him saying he want to pull Lil Nas X off stage and beat him up. I don't think nobody should be attacked for what they are.
That's why I say the way he said it was wrong. But there's a lot of communities out here that get attacked that nobody comes to their defense. I have family that is part of the LGBT community, and I love them with all my heart. But if you want to be equal, you got to take the slander the way anybody else would. That community, all the other communities get the same type of slander.
I think we can't come
to somebody else's defense just because... You understand what I'm saying? We can't come to
no,
that.
No, I think we blurring lines. I think we blurring lines. We can never encourage violence towards any community. No.
Right. That's why I say it was the way he said it.
I don't think there's no good way to say you want violence against a community, sir.
And also, Boosie didn't say he would have dragged Lil Nas X off the stage because he was gay. He said he would drag anybody off the stage, straight or gay, that was on stage.
But we know that's a contradiction because he don't feel like that about women that be on stage half naked.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's already a lot of violence against the LGBTQ plus community. So saying anything violent like that could actually, you know, incite people to do things. So you don't ever want to even put violence into it. There's already enough issues.
At all.
All right. 800-585-1051. Boosie, he stopped through earlier, and we had a great conversation with him. And we tried to talk to him, but he didn't listen. But we're asking, what were your thoughts on the interview? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now. I'm in.
Call me. Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we kicked it with Boosie earlier today. Let's play a snippet of that interview.
You could be encouraging violence against gay people. He even said,
"I'm not encouraging. I never said. I know."
You said you wanted to beat him up.
No, for going up there, and you know, you want to say you want to get naked. And if I was there at the awards on the front row, and he got naked right there, I would drag him.
I don't think
up.
Anybody but should get
straight,
naked
but
at an award
show. If a
straight
person got on the stage naked, you would do the same thing.
A straight person.
If he wasn't gay, you saying a straight person got on stage, you would want
yeah,
to say,
f***ing right. If he got naked, I will f*** him up, bro.
So you feel like that about the women who go up there and do that too, then?
Who get naked on the...
Yeah. Who do get naked, dance sexually, do sexual stuff on stage?
You ain't finna turn this around on those strippers.
Man, what is you talking? You gonna have all the strippers, man.
Now we're taking your phone calls, asking your thoughts. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Thomas from Ohio. What's happening?
What's up,
hey,
Thomas from Ohio?
What were your thoughts on Boosie this morning?
Man, it was very interesting, you know what I'm saying? My like I said before, when it comes to this agenda, it's very hard on a lot of us. For me personally as a parent, because I have a child that has identified himself as gay, and I don't know how far they're thinking. But for me is like this. Boosie is right. We should be able to say something. I'm not against gay people. I'm not against the transgender community in the sense of that choice that you make. You know what I'm saying? That's a choice that people make. So you got to live with the choices that you make in life, and that's it. But when it comes to us as straight people and trying to live a life of a straight life, and we speak against something that we know is wrong, and we are ridiculed and shut down.
Who told you it was wrong, though?
I think it's unfair.
Wrong is subjective. Like, why do you think somebody's sexuality is wrong?
And why does it matter what somebody else is doing if it doesn't affect you?
Bone. That's what I don't understand. Why do we care about where men decide to stick their penis?
Let's get another caller. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Chelsea.
Hey, good morning. What were your thoughts on Boosie's conversation this morning?
I just don't agree with the part of him saying he can go to his daughter's wedding if she did decide to be with a woman. Because I am a woman who grew up to, you know, like, I like other women. And my parents did not support that at all. And it actually put me in a hard space in my life. Like, it was very troubling. I went through hiding that, you know, my sexuality, being sneaky, not wanting to, you know, let my family know, scared to let my family know. And when I was a child, my dad actually, like, kind of almost disowned me because of it.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, now that I'm older, though, I am with another woman now. I'm engaged to another woman. And my dad had to kind of, like, you know, get with it. Like,
right.
It's either he loves me, so that's going to overpower everything. And I think that he would come to the wedding now, that I'm older and I make my own decisions. And it was very hard growing up, you know, with having that down look on you all the time just for what you naturally like. It's not okay.
And, you know, I agree with you on that because some people feel like being gay, you could turn gay from watching TV and people make the choice like it's trendy, but it's so a ridiculous. Harder life to be gay. It's not
I was brought up in church. I was brought up, you know, knowing that is wrong, quote unquote.
Yeah, because of the Bible. Yeah.
Right. But what can I do? This is how I feel.
Right. And I want to know, how come gay people never get turned straight? With all the straight images that they see out here on TV and in the music, why nobody ever talks about it working the other way? Because it doesn't. Right.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Thank you.
And thanks for checking in. Thanks for calling in. All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story for me, man, is simple. Leave people alone. Like, the easiest way to not disturb your peace is to not disturb the peace of others. Like, stop trying to police people's sexuality. Why do I care about who somebody is sleeping with? That is not my concern.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and we're going to talk about Drake versus Kanye.
All right. We'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Drake versus Kanye West is not stopping. Now, on Saturday, Trippie Redd put out his new track, Betrayal. And there's a verse from Drake on there. A lot of people say that it seems like they're taking aim at Kanye, who is 44 years old. Listen to this.
All these fools I'm beefing that I barely know. 45, 44. Let it go. Game changing, but she for me is set in stone.
Okay.
This is all on the expanded version of Trippie Redd's album, Trip at Night.
Okay.
All right, so after that, I think that clearly Kanye thought that was about him too. Now, I saw Consequence first went on Twitter and said, F a betrayal. It's the disrespect for me, dog. With Trippie Redd's shotgun, and then he put laughing emojis. Respect my team. It's party time. Hashtag Queens all day. Now, as far as Kanye West, it seems like he responded in a group text with some other people on this text message. So, Pusha T's on the text message chain. Some people are saying the D looks like it stands for Drake. I'm not sure who these people are on there. Now, he posted a picture of the Joker and said, I live for this. I've been effed with by nerd-ass jock N-words like you my whole life. You will never recover. I promise you. So, I'm not sure what's going on, but that was screen grabbed. And then there was also a post and delete of Drake's address.
That's corny. That's if crazy. Kanye posted that.
That's wild.
I think it's wild, corny, whenever you post somebody's address. That's such an invasion of privacy. But Drake and Ye are like the two guys that you know aren't going to fight. So when people see them arguing, they don't even trip because you know nothing's going to happen.
That's true.
People really think that both of their albums are going to come out the same day.
That's what they should do. That's competition. But the address thing is corny.
Yeah, the address thing is super corny. I hate when people put people's address out there, man. That's an invasion of privacy. People got kids. People got families. Don't do that. That's whack. That's lame.
All right, now, Kylie Jenner is pregnant, and she's expecting her second baby with Travis Scott. They already have a 3-year-old daughter, Stormy Webster, and it looks like now she's pregnant. Now, they did not respond to requests for comments, but, according to all these sources, they're saying that she is pregnant. I've been hearing that for quite some time, so I guess somebody just confirmed it. Not them, personally, but it's been confirmed.
Well, congratulations to Travis and Kylie.
All right, and Aaliyah's uncle, Barry Hankerson, has addressed why it took so long for Aaliyah's music to hit streaming services. He posted a statement about the re-release of One in a Million, and he expressed gratitude to everybody who helped make it a success. And he name-dropped Aaliyah's parents / managers, Diane and Michael Houghton. He said, as the owner of Aaliyah's catalog and label, Black Brown Records, I want to thank you all for allowing One in a Million to chart number 3 in the world. I cannot take the credit for managing Aaliyah, as that was never a title I held. That title belonged to Diane Houghton and her husband, who managed Aaliyah from the start of her career until her passing. I want to thank Diane, Aaliyah's manager, for allowing and choosing Black Brown Records to become her label. He also went on to thank his son, Jomo Hankerson, for his role in the entire process. And he also apologized to Aaliyah fans who have waited years to finally enjoy her music.
Yeah, it's incredible. I love watching these kids be introduced to Aaliyah, especially One in a Million. Because it's like I saw them giving Missy and Timbaland all of these props this weekend. And I'm like, yeah, that's our era, man. And they were before their time.
Right. And you saw they were doing this comparison saying Kourtney Kardashian looks like A. Marie over the weekend, too.
I don't quite see that one.
It was weird. All right. And Atari is denying claims that Soulja Boy owns the company. So they posted, we know that CEO of Atari is a dream job, but that honor belongs to Wade Rosen. This is all after Soulja Boy has said that he owns Atari. Here's a flashback to that.
Big shout out to Atari, the whole staff. I'm about to revamp the company. We're going to take Atari to the next level. I am now the owner of Atari. They was real proud of me and what I did with the Soulja Boy game console. We about to sell the company for like, I think I'm going to get $140 million. The first rapper to own a video game company.
Well, once the company denied that he owns it, he went on Instagram Live and went on a rant.
Atari, Atari, y'all ass called me and said y'all wanted me to revamp y'all company. Ass, y'all know what the I meant when I said I'm owning Atari. Atari is a public traded company. Can't no one man own this. Don't call my phone no more asking me to help y'all promote. And I still got the money. I'm finna show the motherfucking contract that y'all sent me talking about 1 million shares. Rip the contract up, rip the deal up, suck my.
So then he went on to show a copy of what he says is his contract with them before he continued with his rant.
Now, who's wrong here?
I don't know.
Because I've been trying to figure this out all week. I mean, I'm not really giving it a lot of thought, but who's wrong in this situation? Because they did approach Soulja Boy to do a deal, right?
Correct.
Soulja Boy misinterpreted what the deal meant, I guess. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, he said, here's the contract right here from Atari, $1 million.
Or 1 million shares or something like that.
Yeah, but that's not the ownership. He made it seem like he owned it, right? Or was the CEO
public,
of it?
So everybody.
He owns shares in the company, so technically he is, I guess,
an owner. He's not going to sell it and get all that money from selling it like he said he was, right?
But I feel like Atari, as a corporation, they shouldn't be sending out no petty tweets like that if they're trying to do business, right?
They should have let it go.
Like, if anything, their lawyer should have reached out to Soulja Boy people and said, hey, that's really not what the contract says. It looked like they was performing on Twitter as well.
Well, I mean, all they said was, we know that CEO of Atari is a dream job, but that honor belongs to Wade Rosen.
But they playing Soulja. They playing Soulja like they didn't even reach out to him for a deal. If they did reach out to him for a deal, that's kind of unprofessional of them to
but
me.
But reaching out to someone for a deal and telling them that they own the company is different.
Yeah, but why not have your people reach out to Soulja's people behind the scenes if you're trying to do a deal with him? Why put that on? Why make it seem like he's lying publicly?
If there's something you're doing a deal with, I think you'd have that conversation with, especially because Soulja Boy is doing nothing but bringing awareness to Atari.
That's right. You're Atari. Like, why not just have your people reach out to Soulja people behind the scenes and say, hey, I don't know if Soulja got something misconstrued, but that's not what the deal is. He's not a part owner. This is what we want to do, X, Y, and Z. Like, why put him on blast like that?
People be loving when Soulja Boy goes off, though.
Mm-hmm. I just think that's unprofessional for a company like Atari that's been around for so long.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. All right. Now, shout to Revolt. It's time to get up out of here. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. And it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's your girl, Angela Yee, and we can all use a break from time to time. My friends at the General Insurance believe that sometimes a little break goes a long way. That's why they make it easy to get reinstated after a lapse in coverage. Plus, they'll work with you to help keep you covered and always treat you with respect. Take a closer look at The General. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout to Boosie for joining us this morning.
Yes.
Salute to Boosie Boo.
Oh, Boosie. We got a long way to go, sir.
And you know, Flame Monroe was up here too, man. It was all a coincidence, but we're gonna play Flame's conversation tomorrow. We're gonna let Boosie breathe. Let Boosie breathe for the day.
And as I'm getting ready, I saw a lot of things got canceled over the weekend because of the weather here on the East Coast. But I do want to shout out everybody who is helping me with Angela Yee Day. That's going to be happening this Saturday. So I just want to make sure y'all know it's an all-free event. It is outdoors. And we do have a lot of people that are going to be coming through and performing. So I just want to shout out to all the artists that are going to be coming through. That includes Hood Celebrity, Noah Poa, Naomi Cowan, Romaine Virgo, Adrian Marcel, Capella Gray, Allison Hines, Eric the Architect. So shout out to everybody who's coming through. It's sponsored by Chick-fil-A. And of course, Drink Fresh Juice will be on the scene as well as Miss Jessie. So make sure y'all come through. Free event this Saturday in Brooklyn.
All right. When we come back, we got the positive notice. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time to get up out of here. Again, shout out to everybody who's going to be joining me in Coachella, Detroit. That is Halloween time, October 30th, so you can bring the kids for Trunk or Treat. Kids 5 and under are free, so can't wait to see you guys. Celebrity cars, exotic cars, old school cars, and of course, Halloween candy for the kids. And then we do the same thing in Miami, December 12th. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do. I want to first salute Anita Kopach. Shallow Waters is out right now, a fictional novel about the Yoruban deity of the sea, Yemiya. If you haven't got it yet, go get it. Thank you to everybody who's got it, okay? Salute to Anita Kopach. That's the second release off my book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing, and it's available everywhere you purchase books now. Now, the positive note is simply this, man. It's Monday morning, start of a new work week, right? You can say new beginnings. So I just want to tell everybody out there, don't be afraid to open your mouth and admit you got distracted and ask God to place you back on course. You heard me.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.